There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Braves pick up his option, and this makes total sense. He did a great job for you DHing. Fairly inexpensive when you start looking around the league at other DHs and the salaries that are they're commanding. Well-liked. We know this in the clubhouse. I mean, it's just a good fit. And hopefully with everybody else healthy around him, Ozuna won't have to carry the team as he did for a majority of this season. The surprise for Mike and I is as they decide to pick up that option, they decline the option of Travis d'Arnaud, making him a free agent. And somebody just said, well, Duke, do they have a catcher in the farm system? Or do they have their eye on somebody that they're going to potentially go after? Well, obviously they do. You don't make this move. Again, this would be like if they didn't pick up the option on Ozuna, they would have a plan for DH, right? So they don't, and that's why they did it. Here, this is different, Mike, and so you're going to carry a couple catchers, guys. We know this. You're not going to go through 162 and not do that. But what does that look like now without d'Arnaud?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Are they going to go shopping? Or did you, as one guy brought up, is there some hot prospect that they're going to bring up? We'll talk to maybe ask Grant about that at some point. But this is a little surprising because d'Arnaud has just been so clutch. And it's almost a guy that I'm happy to keep on ice and minimize his workload just so I've got him, you know, for the dog days of summer when you know he's going to produce. But, you know, in the case of Murph, you got to get this guy going. Or you got to just throw your hands up and say, you can't have him up there for – so now Murph's going to be the guy for 150 games?
No.
And
Mike, here's the other thing, too. d'Arnaud, I just think, first of all, he is really cheap to begin with. He only makes $8 million, guys. To say he would be back but just not at his salary, which is fine, then what are we talking about? You're telling me he's going to take a $2 million decrease?
Right.
I don't know if that's something he wants to do at this point in his career. But that is still an option. So when we say it's completely over, it's not necessarily over. It just means he won't be back at that salary. But a lot of times these clauses are in place because it's cheaper to do that than it is to go back and renegotiate and try to sign him for another number when the numbers continue to go up every year, no matter what position we're talking about. So that's why it's interesting that d'Arnaud, but he won't be back for at least $8 million, which tells you the Braves are not willing to pay $8 million for him.
If I'm reading this correct, the next guy up would be Drake Baldwin at catcher. Again, I don't want to speak to something. He's apparently good pop with the bat. That would be the next, I guess, the highest ranked, unless there's somebody else lower level. Either way, you need some pop behind the dish. You got to address that. You talked about Ozuna. Remember, they already moved Soler out. That's how we got Canning here. You get all that money off, so that creates more flexibility. And you and I were debating. I was on a rant on Friday's show about go get Willy Adames. But, yeah, and the pecking order. I just think, Carl, they got to find some offensive pop, not to the level of Adames, because you said it's way too expensive. But they got to find, for me, an upgrade from Arcia at shortstop, too. I don't know where is that on the pecking order?
Maybe third.
Okay.
Maybe third. And the only reason I say that is because he's not expensive. He's not breaking the bank for you to have him on the team and for him to do what he did. So I don't think that is a necessary priority.
Right.
This catching thing, depending on how you look at it now, that's a priority. I mean, the pitching, priority. Like, that to me is where we've got to be thinking about. And then if you say, Mike, down the road, we've covered all that. Right. What does it look like and how do we improve at that position? Then we can go look at it.
It's just to me, you know, for the 2021 season and for many, many years now, even they didn't, you know, when they didn't bring home the bacon, lose to the Phillies, the 7-8-9 has been one of this team's strengths. You know, Arcia batted 214. Sean Murphy batted 193. That's pathetic. You know, I mean, with just, I mean, a complete, and here's the thing. Strikeouts, that's one thing. But he doesn't hit for contact. He doesn't give you anything. He was basically a zero in spikes down the stretch.
All right, more on the Braves coming up. And these moves, guys, will continue to happen. We'll keep you updated as news comes out. But they're making decisions about where they want to go. And, again, it does not mean that Darno won't be back. But he just won't be back at that number. And that tells me a lot about what they're thinking potentially. Either they're going younger, Mike, or cheaper. One or the other.
Right. And with Canning, by the way, and the Morton thing kind of dropped on us on Friday that Morton was entertaining the idea of coming back. So, yeah, you with Schwellenbach, and then, you know, that way Strider, you can kind of put Strider on whatever the timeline it works. You got five guys can eat some innings.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's hear from Coach Rob because it is a Falcon Monday.
Yeah.
Falcons win against the Cowboys. We'll continue our conversation. Lots of great answers on the poll question about what's the ceiling for this football team. Guys, we're in this. Like, we told you in the summer, we thought they'd be good. We didn't know how this was actually going to look. It may have taken a little bit more time than we thought. We're in this. And if we handle our business the rest of the way, we're going to be in a really good spot, not only to host a home playoff game, but, Mike, potentially make a deep run in the playoffs. Go to our poll question at Dukes and Bell 929. Here's what Coach Raw had to say yesterday with our buddy Dave Archer.
Raheem, a lot of conversation going this game about Dallas being beat up and all this time. You guys had some injuries and stuff like that. This was a workmanlike opportunity to go out and just go take care of your own business.
It's always going to be like this time of season. Everybody's beat up. Everybody's going to go through some type of injuries. And you just got to find a way to go out there and deal, right? We all got to recover. We all got to go play. And that's why I was proud about our guys going out there doing today. They fought through a bunch of things. We had a bunch of guys go down. People step up. And all guys, all hands on deck.
Well, and that's where I wanted to take you. I mean, the efficiency on both sides of the ball. Guys coming in and out of the game. We saw a number of guys that maybe hadn't gotten as many snaps to him. Joel Malone gets in, rushes the pass or something. But tell me about that and just the team, just a workmanlike effort.
I think it's the mindset of the team, the growth mindset. I think we're going to try to do whatever we can to get after the passer. We're going to try to do whatever we can each week to get better. And that was a part of it this week. And it certainly paid off. Going out there getting three sacks today for the first time, I believe, for us for the season. That's something that we want to improve on. That's something we want to get better at.
You could see it in the eyes of Grady when he went out for the coin toss. There was a little something different about 97. Now, he's always cranked up and ready to roll, but there might been a little bit more under the hood today.
You know, when 97 comes out to play, particularly at home, because of the fans and what they do for him and what they mean to him and what he gives his community and what the community gives us back, that's always something that we love. That's always something for him that's great. And when he's here with his mom out there, with that whole crew over there, you got to love that for him.
It's a team concept, but you got some guys that are rising up and making plays for you, a number of guys across the board. You had three different guys catch touchdown passes for you, and Bijan Robinson keeps toting that rock.
You know, Bijan is just outstanding, and he's exactly what we want him to be. He gets 100 yards from scrimmage every single week, whether it's rushing, whether it's passing. He goes out there, he plays the game, he's able to do whatever we can ask him to do, protect. It doesn't matter. Block, I don't care what it is. And he goes out there and performs, and that's just what we love him.
All right, what's the message now? You got a divisional game coming up, you got to go to New Orleans next week. What's that message? You get ready to go to work again.
You know, there's no difference in what we want to take the mentality to the South, right? There's no such thing as running too far, and we got to go out there and go get him.
Thanks, man.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Raheem Moore is talking about running the South. He's been preaching that, and we are currently running the South. Two division games left. Next week, it's the Saints. If you're just joining us, Dennis Allen fired as the Saints head coach. So they will have a different look, or at least at the top, with who's calling the shots. And then, you know, we'll see where this goes with Carolina. They got a win yesterday. They beat the Saints yesterday, by the way, that's why Dennis Allen got fired. But, Mike, I don't know what the Carolina Panthers look like. And at the end of the season, that game's not until, you know, the first week of January.
And there were stories as late as last week. They were shopping Bryce Young, perhaps, at the trade deadline. But because of, you know, injuries and the thumb issue with the red rifle, that they had to go with Bryce Young. Hey, man, this is still, again, one more game with those guys. You mentioned the Saints. Look, we're going to win. I'm not going to do Nostradamus. We're going to put a great position, Carl, by any metric, to win the division.
Yes.
And that gets you in the playoffs.
Yes.
The question then becomes, can we be that two seed? You know, can we beat out, you know, Washington or whatever it's going to turn into be at Minnesota? Whoever's going to win that division. Detroit certainly looks like the number one dog. But can we be the number two seed in the NFC playoffs?
We could.
Yes, we can.
We could.
But we got to get an edge rusher because I still can't. We cannot continue. Even though we do feel good about the three sacks yesterday, Carl, you cannot and we cannot continue to allow quarterbacks that much time back there. You just can't.
It's the trade deadline, by the way, is tomorrow. And we will see. By the time we get in here and, you know, by 4 o'clock, we're going to know what this is going to look like. Now, you could see a slew of potential deals done across the league, or you might not see any. And so we're kind of in a wait and see mode. I will tell you this, and I this comes from good sources, that the phones, they are working, man. They are trying to see what is available. Mike, it all comes down to cost, and it comes down to, are you willing to do this now? Because anytime you do this, right, you got to know that you're in it and you're mortgaging the future a little bit. Now, if you're giving up a fifth or a sixth round pick, not so much, Mike, but if you're giving up a...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Second or third, you talk about this all the time, right? How those second and third guys, those are guys that should be coming into your team and playing a major role.
The problem is, I mean, the other way I look at it is we've had so many busts in the second round, I'm almost willing to give up a second rounder for a proven piece who's got a resume and you know what you're getting. Azeez Ojulari, you know, the Georgia Bulldog, now with the Giants, can we still pull that deal off? I mean, that would be a hell of a piece because he's a relatively young guy, too, and then, you know, you maybe get him to stick around if it works out contract-wise. By the way, our buddy Mark Ramondi from ESPN reporting about Grady Jarrett negative, as you mentioned, on that Achilles.
Yeah.
Because that was really scary about that injury. And with the hip pointer, is that what they're calling it, Drake London injury?
It is.
That's just going to be perhaps maybe he's not in the mix for this weekend with the Saints. But do you elevate somebody? Do you have another wide receiver on the practice squad?
Yeah, and listen, I'm not going to tell you we don't need anybody. Like, we don't need Drake or Grady to play. Of course we do.
Casey Washington Christian said is that guy.
And he'd be fine. I mean, we talked a lot about him at camp. It's been, you know, a few weeks since we've actually talked about him. But my point is this. You also have to manage the future now. And, Mike, I talked about this a little bit on this broadcast yesterday. We're in a different position than we've been in a long time. It's not all hands on deck. We need everybody to win every game because we're trying to make up three or four games. I got to think about the future. I need Drake at the end of the season healthy. If that means, unfortunately, he doesn't play Sunday or Grady doesn't play, that's what it is. Because that's more important to me to know that, Mike, we have a future down here, and what's this going to look like? I need my stars available. So I'm not telling you they're going to hold him out, but this is one of those rare situations where usually we're like, oh, we got to go win. We need to win because we're two games out. We're two games behind. We're not.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.